Hello. You don't know me, but I'm about to tell you a story. An entertaining presentation that will amuse your mind, rattle your wits, and question your sanity. The place, a vintage mansion located just west of nowhere. But don't be afraid, I will be your guide throughout this somewhat dark and eerie encounter. Remember, it doesn't have to be Halloween for you to have a good time. Now, brace yourselves for Booyah!
Hello, I'm your host, Carmen Goodbody. Welcome to Grandchester Mansion. You are the winners of our Booyah Bonanza Weekend Stay Contest. Now, we've chosen you all because...
Wait, this looks nothing like the brochure.
And where's everybody else?
Yeah, you're a few women short.
Men, too.
Unfortunately, I was informed the bus from L.A. was in a terrible accident. No one was killed. But I'm sorry to say, none of them will be joining us.
So it's just us five?
Correct.
Are you kidding me?
But nevertheless, you are our lucky guest. And during your stay, we plan to treat you like the kings and queens that you are.
Yay!
This is gonna be great!
Now, we've chosen you all because you are special. You are unique and replaceable. Let's start off by introducing ourselves. Ladies first.
My name is Lorraine. For the last 7 years, I've been a Hollywood streamstress for the stars. I'm also a strong single mother of two adorable corgis. In my spare time, I love to play poker, eat chocolate, and listen to jazz.
Oh, my name is Vanya, and I'm so happy to be here. I am a cosmetics technician 3. I, too, am single. Yes, I have an accent, but I assure you, I am not rich. I love coffee, cheese, billiards. Sorry, I have dry mouth, so that's why I sound like this sometimes.
Hi, my name is Winston, and I'm a Blue Hat Linux Systems Administrator for pint-sized beverages. I'm responsible for over 30 data servers. I'm an avid bowler and was named Bowler of the Year 2 years straight. And now, I'm here just looking to have some good, clean fun.
Thank you, Winston.
I'm Victor Randall. You've probably seen me on TV. I'm a professional storm chaser. Near-death experiences are part of my daily life. I get high off of cyclones, twisters, and Cat 5 encounters. I help design the VAV, aka Vortex Assault Vehicle, which you can see on my upcoming documentary, Stormy Randall. I'm recently divorced and finally happy.
Thank you, Victor. Elton?
I'm Elton. I'm not really supposed to tell you, but I'm Special Ops, CIA. I've traveled all over the world and done some extraordinary things. Think Mission Impossible.
Oh, I love Tom Cruise.
Obviously, I can't talk about any of my secret missions or even how many times I've saved our country from foreign and domestic terrorism. But I can tell you this. I'm happy to be here, you know, to kind of just relax and be an ordinary civilian for a while.
Thank you, Elton. My, what a great group.
Oh, and I have an upcoming podcast called Capital L.
That is fantastic. All of you are fantastic, and we are so honored to have you here with us this week. By the way, is anyone here a cannibal? No? No one? That's good. Are you guys at least excited?
Yes!
Yeah!
Great. Now, just like the brochure said, everything is paid for. Full breakfast, lunch, and dinner will be provided every day. Plus, there's a full gym complete with cycles, free weights, and even a thigh master.
Wow!
I'm sure many of you are wondering how I got this scar on my face.
Not me.
What scar?
You have a scar?
I did not notice any scar.
You guys don't see it, It's right there on his face, plain as day. Oh, never mind.
Many years ago, I was engaged to be married. I was so happy, I went up to the bell tower to ring it, proclaiming my new life with my future wife. But as I was ringing it, one of the support cables broke loose, flinging it at a high rate of speed, nearly decapitating me. Lucky for me, I was able to avoid that fatality, but left with this atrocious reminder.
That's terrible. I mean, it looks good, but...
That's why no one is allowed in the bell tower anymore. It shall never ring again.
So where's your wife?
She left me.
She obviously did not deserve you.
No, she was below when the bell fell. Crusted her flat like a pancake. She's dead. She's dead.
I'm so sorry, Carmen.
It's okay. For now, I suggest you all get settled in. Follow me. I'll show you to your rooms. They're all in the basement.
What?
The basement?
Just kidding. They're all upstairs like any other dark mansion. Now, if you will.
Why do we have to carry our own luggage?
My apologies. Helga is busy preparing your dinner.
Who's Helga?
My assistant. You'll meet her later. As you can see, this is a large and very old mansion.
Achoo!
Some say it was built in the early 1800s by two women with no machinery, tools, even gloves. Took them exactly 6 years, 6 days, and 6 hours to complete.
Wait a minute now.
I hope you aren't superstitious, are you?
No.
Not me.
Of course not.
Nah.
Good. Now there's 3 floors, a walk-around attic, and a basement.
Where's the butler?
22 bedrooms, 13 baths, and 6 fireplaces. This beautiful estate sits on 15 acres without any neighbors for miles around.
I overpacked.
But that's what makes it so pleasantly peaceful. It's been said that this home was once owned by Ruby Backford.
Who's Ruby Backford?
One of the previous homeowners. I just told you. Ah, here we are.
Finally!
Ladies, this is your room. I'm sure you'll find it most accommodating.
Wow, this is sort of nice.
Like I said, this is a huge mansion, so I highly suggest you ladies room together. We wouldn't want anyone to get lost now, would we?
No, of course not.
I assure you, there are no peepholes, two-way mirrors, or hidden cameras. So feel free to walk around, naked if you like.
Excuse me?
By the way, the showers are large enough for two. Gentlemen, your rooms are practically identical, directly across the hall. Now, I suggest you all unpack and get settled in. Perhaps even take a short nap. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock. Please don't be late. Helga hates when guests are late.
Is it just me? Or is Carmen kind of creepy?
No, he's definitely creepy.
He looks like a scary... How do you say? Perp?
Yeah, you said it right. And who named him Carmen? So, what do you think about the guys?
I think they're kind of cute. Even Winston with those nerdy glasses.
I bet he's never even been with a woman before.
That's what intrigues me.
I know, right?
and his name is Carmen.
I still can't believe there's only 5 of us instead of 50.
I know. And when the brochure said mansion, I'm thinking marble and oak, not cobwebs and dust.
This whole scenario is off kilter, if you ask me. I don't even believe they have Wi-Fi.
Am I the only one who noticed what Carmen said when we first got here?
He said, my name is Carmen Goodbody. Welcome to Grand Chester Mansion.
Then thunder struck for some reason.
He also said we were all special, unique, and replaceable.
I'm pretty sure he meant to say irreplaceable.
Hey, Carmen may be creepy, but at least the girls are kind of cute, right?
Yeah, they're all right.
I kind of like Lorraine. I've always wanted to date a black girl.
And I've always liked women with an accent. Vanya sounds like she could be a mysterious Norwegian codebreaker.
She's a cosmopolitan 3. Weren't you listening?
The problem is there's only 2 of them and 3 of us.
I don't know about you guys, but I know I've got game.
Like a game tablet that doesn't use Wi-Fi? Can I see it?
He's exactly why I don't like geeks. Man, after that long ride up here, I'm good and hungry now.
Me too. I wonder what's for dinner.
I'm hoping buffet. You know, like a cruise ship.
Good evening, everyone. I am Helga, your chef, masseuse, and yoga instructor.
Hi, Helga.
Hi, Helga.
Where's Carmen?
He is out for evening walk in pumpkin punch. He will be back soon. He likes to eat alone when there is full moon.
What was that?
We have a couple of foreign goat in area. Now, dinner is ready. So I hope all are good and hungry.
I know I am.
Good!
Whatever it is, it smells good.
Sure does.
I'm so hungry, whew, I could eat a horse.
Good, because that is what I have prepared. Enough food for full-grown stallion.
That's a relief.
Or 10 adult humans. We will start off tonight with an appetizer that consists of sweet and sour garden snails on a bed of Romanian lettuce.
Snails?
For the main course, baked 3 squirrels with a thick pumpkin glaze.
What the hell kind of meal is that?
That is Helga's Husarakian special.
Hey, let's just order pizza.
Now that's a good idea.
I did not realize we had such a finicky guest.
Finicky? Look, I'm not eating no garden snails.
And I'm definitely not eating no squirrels. I don't care what kind of sauce you put on it.
My apologies.
Why can't I call out?
Magnetic field nearby will not allow cell phone signals.
Well, may I please use a regular phone?
This place very old. Not wired for telephones. So you try Helga's Husarakian dinner, no?
This is different.
So good.
I'm not going to make it.
Pass the glaze, please.
You like this crap?
It's not so bad if you just close your eyes and convince yourself you're eating Sloppy Joe's.
Hello, everyone. How was your dinner?
Not good, little man. Helga forced us to eat this mess.
It's hella terrible. My apologies.
Look, the brochure said satisfaction guaranteed, and I'm not satisfied. That squirrel was undercooked, and the snails were too spicy.
Yes, what will you do about it, Mr. Carmen?
My apologies. I'll have Helga prepare you all a more traditional meal. Helga?
I didn't even know we had an option.
She really prides herself in her native cooking, so...
Native? Where the hell is she from?
Yes, Master. I mean, Mr. Goodbody. How can I be of service?
Would you be so kind as to fix our guest a more traditional dinner, if you don't mind?
By traditional, you mean like mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Red beans?
Yes.
Fried tilapia?
Yes.
Cornbread?
Yes.
Okay, I fix.
Thank you. While Helga's fixing our second dinner, why don't you allow me to give you a quick tour of the place?
Lead the way.
Now, I've lived here for at least 17 years, and I love every inch of this place.
But don't be alarmed if you see salivating hounds with red eyes or an old lady crawling on the ceiling.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Carmen, I will kill you, the hounds, and an old lady if
that
you...
That was a joke.
Damn, stop playing so much, Carmen.
Yes, of course. My Lorraine, you are extra cute when you're upset.
I am?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've always been attracted to black women.
Please proceed with the tour, Mr. Carmen.
Yes, of course. Right this way, please.
Vanya.
Yes?
You're a hater with a fake accent.
Here we are.
Where?
This, my friends, is Grantchester's pride and joy. We call this the game room.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe these.
As you can see, there's poker tables, blackjack, roulette.
Yes.
A jukebox.
Now you're talking.
An Olympic-sized pool table.
I forgive you for everything, little man.
We even have a bowling alley.
Wow.
This is like Fantasy Island.
Enjoy yourselves till your heart's content. We only ask one thing of you. Under no circumstances should this room be used after midnight.
Why? What happens after midnight?
Well, let's just say it echoes something terrible in the house. And we wouldn't want to disturb anyone's slumber, would we?
What do you mean, anyone? Like vampires?
Werewolves?
Zombies?
No. Helga, she goes to bed around midnight, and she's grumpy as a badger when she doesn't get her 4 hours of sleep.
I don't mean to complain, but why no Wi-Fi? It's like we're disconnected from civilization.
In a way, you are. Grantchester was designed to be very serene. A place where you can read, sleep, and relax without being bothered or interrupted by anything.
Oh my God!
Except maybe the twins.
Those were twins?
Nothing to be alarmed about. They're just a couple of sweet little girls with sunken eyes who appear out of nowhere and stare at you, then suddenly vanish.
They live here?
They stay here.
Well, I don't think I want to anymore.
So you're saying you'd like to leave?
Yes.
But hey, look, they're gone.
Doesn't matter. We still want to leave, even if they did have cute dresses.
Very well. If you'll look out that window, you'll see a mossy path. Simply walk down that path 5 miles and make a hard right at Devil's Fork.
What did he just say?
Which takes you to Red River Swamp.
What?
From there, bank left onto a cold, muddy road which will take you to Frostbite Forest. Up and over Satan's Slope.
Oh my gosh.
And then you'll be at the docks. Or we can just call Bernard, your shuttle driver.
Yes, please.
Very well. Right away. Helga? She's a little slow sometimes.
How can I be of service, Mr. Goodbody?
Helga, would you be so kind as to give Bernard a ring so that he may take these lovely people back to the ferry?
What? Why? I'm in middle of cooking traditional dinner.
Sorry. It seems they're not happy with their booyah package.
Yes, right away, sir.
See? Not the problem. We're so sorry we couldn't make your stay a more pleasant one. But we still hope you will find it in your hearts to give us 5 stars on Yap.
I don't think so.
How about 4?
No.
3.5.
This does not feel like a resort, but it does make me want to retreat.
Yes, it feels like a, how do you say, eerie?
I have to agree with Vanya. It kind of gives me the willies.
I'm sorry you feel that way. Well, why don't you all go upstairs and pack your things? By the time you return, Bernard should be...
Mr. Goodbody.
Yes, Helga. Are you sure?
Yes,
how did it get out? But I thought he was chained up.
I don't know.
his entire face? But you could still recognize him, though, right? Okay, okay. Fine, thank you.
Something's not right.
Yeah, what happened?
Seems Bernard had a family emergency. His wife just had their first child, so he had to leave.
Sounds like he got messed up.
Or eaten up.
Yeah, and what did Helga say about his face?
Oh, no, she was just saying that the boy looks just like him in the face.
But what was supposed to be chained up? Some kind of creature?
No. Bernard, he likes wearing a lot of jewelry whenever he goes to the hospital.
Whew. Okay, so one of you can just drive us.
I am afraid Bernard took one and only vehicle.
This can't be happening.
So, you're telling me we're stuck here until Bernard comes back?
Yes, but...
This is some bull, Carmen. Straight up bull.
I understand how inconvenient this may seem, but I assure you, you will have a very enjoyable time here if you just give us a chance.
Looks like we don't have a choice.
Dinner is back on, no?
Now this is a real meal.
Yeah. I wish we had this the first time.
You've outdone yourself, Helga. Tastes almost as good as my grandmother's.
Mm. Mm. Thank you, Elton.
How'd you get that tilapia so crisp yet moist? Stone oven? Open her.
Air cooker. 400 degrees.
It's so good, I might just stay a little longer.
Not that we have a choice.
You know, this place might not be so bad after all.
If breakfast is anything like dinner, I'm moving in.
My heart sings at your approval. And by the way, in case anyone's interested, Helga is quite single. We have a discotheque on the third floor, if you're interested.
What is a discotheque?
My apologies. Why don't I show you? I keep forgetting how much older I am than all of you. Nowadays, I think your generation calls it a club.
Oh, yeah! My goodness.
I'm so excited.
Now, this is all right.
By the way, Helga is also your DJ.
Oh, yeah. This will definitely work. Come on, Carmen. Shake that thing.
Who, me? Oh, no. I'm not much of a dancer. Maybe I'll just quirk the fog machine.
Come on, Winston. Get off the wall. Loosen up.
No offense, but this, a little too urban for my blood.
Uh-oh. Who taught you how to moonwalk, Vanya?
Everyone moonwalks in my country.
The only thing missing is an open bar.
Yeah. What kind of club doesn't serve drinks?
Who says there's no drinks? Helga?
What happened to the light?
And the music.
Oh my gosh.
What's going on?
I don't like that song.
Who's touching my ass?
Somebody better stop playing and turn the damn lights back on.
Please stay calm, everybody. I'm sure it's just a faulty circuit breaker acting up again. See? They're back on. My apologies. Helga was supposed to have fixed that problem days ago.
What about that organ?
Yes. Who was playing the organ?
We do have a vintage organ located in the music room next door. We also have some play for cats roaming around in there.
What kind? Gifted killer cats?
They're just plain old harmless house cats. Muffles is the gray tabby. Then there's Nana, who poops when you look at her for too long.
This place is haunted, isn't it?
That is yet to be proven. This place is different, but that's what makes it so unique. Our goal is to entertain and help you relax.
Who keeps turning the lights off?
There's absolutely nothing to fear. Except him.
Who let the goats in the house?
What's going on?
Oh my gosh.
Something's crawling on me.
Oh my god.
Something's on me.
Somebody help me.
Something's crawling on me.
It's too dark.
What's going on?
Get it off! Get it off! It's biting me! Ah! It's gonna kill me!
Thank God the lights are back on.
Get it off! Get it off!
Winston,
it's gonna kill
Winston,
me.
Calm down.
Move. Let me try.
Ow!
Look, your shirt is caught on that nail.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You're crying like a big-ass baby, hollering for nothing.
For your information, it did scratch my flesh. See, that's real blood.
My apologies. Are you in need of first aid or medical treatment?
As a matter of fact, I could use some gauze. And this place could use some repairs along with a certified inspection.
Note taken. You will find gauze and bandages in the lavatory next to your rooms. Again, my deepest apologies. Now, I suggest you all get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow is going to be a spectacular day. We'll start off with some tennis, horseback riding, and a multitude of exotic drinks.
Yay!
All right. Yeah, that sounds good.
Then, after lunch, Helga will give you all a Tasmanian mud massage. You don't have to be nude, but it is strongly encouraged.
I've never been on a trip like this before.
Me either. It's actually pretty exciting.
Right?
And tomorrow we will have even more fun.
But Helga is not giving me a nude massage, I'll tell you that.
Me either.
Hey, you seen the way Elton's been looking at me?
The CIA guy? No, not really.
Well, he's been eyeing me up real good. I can tell he likes me.
Do you like him?
I don't really know yet. It's kind of slim pickings here, so...
Slim pickings?
Meaning there's not many men to choose from.
Oh, I agree. Victor has been eyeing me up, too.
Yeah, okay. Maybe he's digging on you.
Digging on me?
That means he likes you.
Oh, maybe we'll have double wedding, you and I.
Wait a minute. Slow your roll. I mean, slow down, girl. I'm not talking about any serious commitments. I'm just talking about having a little fun while we're here.
So you don't want to get married?
Yeah, maybe someday, but not this weekend.
Sounds like they're having a good time over there.
Yeah, maybe we should go over there and join them.
You guys can't leave me alone. Not after what just happened.
You mean your shirt getting ripped on that nail?
Don't worry. I'll buy you a new one in the haunted gift shop downstairs.
You guys can laugh if you want to, but I think this place is really haunted.
It's just a really old, creaky house. So just relax, man. All right? You're sucking all the fun out of this trip.
Yeah. There's no such thing as haunted houses or paranormal activity. Everything we thought was spooky has been explained. The organ, the wolf. Our minds are just freaked out by all those scary movies we watch.
Well, I don't watch scary movies. So why do I still have chill bumps running down my spine?
Look, it's all part of the entertainment. Now go to sleep, nerd.
How can I sleep with all this entertainment?
Vanya, what are you doing in my bed? You're still scared?
I'm not in your bed. Did you want me to come over and...
No, but if you're not in my bed... Elton? Victor?
Ah! What's wrong?
Oh my God, what is that? Open the door!
Please!
Open the
it's
door!
It's us! Open the door!
Please, open the door, please!
What's wrong?
What happened?
She said something was in bed with her!
Did you see anything?
No.
Me either!
It was scaly. Slimy.
Please, look under bed.
I don't see anything.
Me either.
I heard the ruckus up here. Is everything all right?
No! Something was in Lauren's bed.
Slimy
and scaly.
Oh, that's where Oscar went.
Who the hell is Oscar?
I'm sorry. Oscar is Helga's pet boa constrictor.
A snake?
Oh my gosh.
Yes, but believe me, he's harmless. He wanders off sometimes when he's hungry.
Hungry?
Helga? He's up here, somewhere. Don't worry. We'll find him. You can all go back to sleep now.
Sleep?
Good morning, everybody. Why so many red eyes?
Nobody could sleep with that killer snake slithering around.
Don't worry. We'll find him soon.
You mean you haven't found him yet?
Hey, how about some breakfast? Helga?
Let me guess. They want to eat again.
Yes. Please fix them breakfast while I continue to look for Oscar.
Yes, sir. Okay. Helga will fix you excellent Transylvanian breakfast. Dragonfly omelet sprinkled with a crunchy pumpkin.
I think we would all prefer a more traditional American breakfast.
If you don't mind.
Let me guess. Pancakes.
Yes.
Scrambled eggs, bacon.
Yes.
Orange juice, coffee.
Yes.
American food is so boring, but I fix.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, where's Winston?
He was still in bed when we came downstairs, I think.
Something doesn't feel right. I think we'd better go check on him.
Okay, you look, I cook.
Winston?
Winston!
Winston!
Where could he be?
Try looking under the bed.
Yeah, that jagged nail really traumatized him last night.
He's not under the bed. I say we keep looking.
All right, let's split up.
Are you crazy? That's how you get killed.
Killed?
I have good news and bad news.
What's the good news?
The good news is I found Oscar.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
What's the bad news?
Winston is gone.
We know. We're looking for him now.
No, I mean Winston's dead.
What the hell?
Please stop saying that word.
Did the snake eat him?
No. I believe one of you killed him.
Are you out of your mind? Why would we want to kill Winston?
Yeah, you have a lot of nerve accusing us of something like that.
Then how do you explain all that blood on the floor over there?
Where the hell did that come from?
Elton, please.
I'm getting out of here. I don't care if I have to swim.
I'm afraid we can't let you leave.
What do you mean you can't let us leave?
Not until we find Winston's killer.
I knew something wasn't right when we first stepped into this dingy-ass hell house. Sorry, Vania.
How are you going to accuse us of killing some geeky tech guy we just met?
There's no police, no phone, so unfortunately, we have to take matters into our own hands. Helga?
Yes, Master. I mean, Mr. Goodbody.
Lock them all up, please.
Please, follow me to dungeon.
Hold on now. You're not locking me up nowhere.
Me either. I want a lawyer.
I'm not going in there.
Touch me and see what happens, you oversized masseuse.
Please, everybody calm down. We all need to work together if we're going to get to the bottom of this. Murder mystery.
Why do you keep calling it a murder?
Yeah, nobody, no crime.
Much blood can only be murder.
Unfortunately, all of you had a motive.
I've remembered Ayrton saying, you do not like geeks, and Winston sucking all fun from tree.
Okay, maybe I did. Maybe he was, but I didn't kill him.
And Victor, you can be quoted as calling Winston a big-ass baby.
Yeah, but I was
and
just...
And you also mentioned there's only two females and three males.
To eliminate competition is strong strategy, no?
Come on. Talk is one thing, but killing is out of
and
the...
And let's not forget female suspects, Vania and Lorraine. Both of you slapped him good and hard at party, no?
No.
No?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
No?
No. Maybe. I mean, yes. So what? We slapped him. That doesn't mean that we...
I'd not kill Winston.
Look, if he was killed, it wasn't one of us. I mean, something must have eaten him. I mean, look at all that blood.
Who knows? Maybe he's not dead. Maybe he's on the toilet with diarrhea or just wandering around looking for an internet signal.
Nah, believe me, he's not going to wander around here by himself after what happened to him last night.
Then whose blood is that?
I don't know, but trust me, Winston is still alive here somewhere. We just need to find him.
Look, his tablet. It could be a clue.
Look, This ain't Scooby-Doo, Vanilla. How is his tablet supposed to help us find him?
Who is Scooby-Doo?
You know, the cartoon dog on the Family Guy cartoon.
No, that's Brian. Scooby-Doo is the cat on The Simpsons.
No, that's Santa's little helper. Scooby-Doo is...
How is thunder coming from inside the house?
Yeah, explain that, Mr. Storm Chaser.
I can't. I thought I've seen everything, but this doesn't make any logical sense. Winston said this place was haunted. Now I'm starting to believe him.
Me too.
Haunted or not, we need to find him.
While you all conduct your search for Winston, I will attempt to fix the transmitter.
Transmitter?
Yes. Maybe we call Ferry so police can come take you to jail.
Nobody's going to jail. Come on, we'll find him.
Winston!
Hey, Winston!
Winston, where are you?
This is not going to be easy. This place is like 3 million square feet.
You're supposed to be the CIA agent. How do we find him?
Let's look over there.
Oh, really?
Winston!
Winston!
You better not be playing, man.
Winston!
You sure you two didn't kill him?
Or both of you?
Wait a minute now. Me and Elton were together all night. Not like that. But we can vouch for each other.
That's right.
You had the perfect opportunity. While Elton was taking a steamy shower with all of that hot, lathery soap running down his hairy chest.
Yes! Yes! Yes. It all makes sense now.
Wait a minute now, Miss Shifty Eyes. Maybe
I don't know what shifty eyes are, but take it back.
Okay, quiet down, everybody. We're never going to find Winston if we keep fighting like this.
He's right. We need to stick together. Let's keep looking.
Wait, I think I know who did it.
Who?
Yeah, who?
The twins.
I think you're right.
But if it was the twins... They probably already ate them.
And what if they jump out and get us?
I think we can handle a couple of little girls.
You know those aren't no more twins, right?
Ah! Holy smokes!
You're scared?
Yes, of course.
Me too. Let's go. Winston!
Winston!
These cobwebs are disgusting.
Ew! Spiders are even worse.
Did you guys ever think that maybe Bernard never left the island?
Yeah. Maybe they lied. Maybe he's the one who kidnapped Winston.
That makes sense. But why?
Good question.
Look, an elevator. I don't remember Carmen mentioning an elevator.
Me either. But it's better than the stairs. Push the button.
So, are we getting in?
Nope.
Let's just take the stairs.
Wait, I hear something. What's that noise? Something's coming to get us.
Sorry, that's just my stomach growling. I'm hungry.
Wait, where's all this fog coming from?
I don't know, but I know I don't like it.
The atmospheric pressure's dropping fast in here. Too fast.
All this fog reminds me of my mission in Argentina. It was so thick.
Mission my ass. I never believed for a minute that you were CIA.
It's getting thicker, y'all.
Fog can be very dangerous, but it's very important not to panic.
Ah! Something's crawling up my legs!
Don't move.
Ugh! What the hell was that thing?
It looks like a giant paraphernalia. Very rare, very dangerous.
Thank you, Elton. You saved my life.
All right. We don't have time for all that. We have to move. Now, come on.
Lorraine.
Yeah?
You are a hater, too.
Look, you know me and Elton.
Watch out! That was too close to be an accident.
I agree.
I just saved your life.
Yes. Thank you, but you can unpucker your lips and take a few steps back, please.
Trap doors? Strange noises? Weird elevators? It's like someone or something doesn't want us to find them.
Maybe I'd better hold on to you, Elton. You know, just to make sure I don't get hurt.
Wait. What's that funky smell?
I don't know. But I know I don't like it.
Sorry. That's on me again. I get gassy when I'm hungry.
You're disgusting.
Well, what are we going to eat? We've been looking for...
Wait a minute. What's that noise?
What noise?
It's not me this time.
Shh. You hear that?
I hear it too. It's coming from that room.
When did you guys open the door?
Yeah, Storm Chaser, open the door.
I really don't hear anything, so...
There could be Winston in there.
I got it.
Be careful. It's Winston.
I told you he was alive.
Guys, I'm dying.
Dude, where's your pants?
Elton, take your shirt off so he can cover up.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
What happened?
Yeah, how did you get here?
Yeah, she's supposed to be fixing us something to eat. But after those accusations, I'm not sure I want to eat anything she makes.
Helga!
I think he means she's standing behind us.
Bravo, dear friends. You found him.
Did you do this to Winston?
I plead the fifth. But Helga gets lonely too, you know.
You can't force a man to do those things.
You make pretty good team. Too bad you all have to be my prisoners now.
Prisoners? Lady, you better move out the way before I move you myself.
Try your best. You slap like patty cake.
All right, Helga. Once these earrings come off, there's no turning back.
You ever heard of Bulgarian backbreaker?
You ever heard of West Side Windmill?
Hey, Lorraine. Let me know when you're done.
Hey, guys. I think I'm gonna need a little... help!
All right, Helga. Either you move your big country butt out of the way, or I'm going to...
CIA special oops.
Our only chance is to rush her all at once. Ready?
Okay.
Take this.
Watch out.
Fly, birdies, fly.
Oh. He's too strong.
You puny Americans make me laugh. Give me challenge.
Be careful what you wish for, big one.
That was not a breakaway chair.
Grab her!
Fighter!
Now, Helga, mine!
No. Watch out!
Put me down!
Helga, stop!
Why should I? Okay.
Now, what the devil's going on down here?
She kidnapped me. She locked me in this room and then she... I don't want to go into any details.
Is that true, Helga? Why would you do such a thing to our guests?
I am sorry. Helga lonely. Everybody laugh at me.
Nobody here laughed at you?
They laugh with their eyes. Helga ugly.
You're not ugly, Helga. Your hair just needs a little... attention.
My hair?
Yeah, and maybe put on a little lipstick?
Get rid of the stash.
Plus, I have a spare gold tooth you can put right there.
Why don't you let us help you? We have some makeup in our room.
After what I just did to all of you?
I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. Helga, sorry.
Come on, let's go. It's going to be okay, Helga.
Wow. She's not so evil after all.
No, just very powerful and misunderstood.
Hey, guys. I think I'm going to need some more gauze. And maybe a wheelchair. And some damn pants!
Man, that woman can fight.
You ain't lying. I think my liver is loose
again. I'm sorry you had to experience that.
So, Carmen, you and Helga never...
No. She's a good woman, just not my type. Besides,
I've always wanted to keep our relationship on a professional level.
Don't you get lonely out here too?
Of course. But when I take my evening walks through the pumpkin patch, there's this sexy little troll who tickles my... That was another joke, gentlemen.
You sure you're okay, Winston?
Yeah. I think I'm all right. Thanks for rescuing me. I thought you guys would never find me.
One thing still hasn't been answered, though. Where'd all the blood come from in the room?
Well, that was me. Rather a bat I had to kill before it killed me.
You killed Frankie?
What were you doing down here by yourself?
Sometimes I sleepwalk. Battling that bat was the last thing I remembered. I guess I was rendered unconscious from behind.
Indeed. That was a very traumatic experience. Again, my deepest apologies. In an effort to make things right, we are giving you complimentary family passes to use any time you like, excluding holidays and weekends, of course.
Thanks for the offer, but I seriously don't think I'll be returning here anytime soon.
Here she is!
We're all done.
Is that Helga?
Wow, she looks
beautiful.
Yes, she does.
I did her hair, and I picked out the dress.
I did her nails and makeup.
Wow, that gold tooth really sets everything off.
I want to apologize to Winston and everybody I beat down. You all are weak, but have good, strong hearts. I had long talk with Lorraine and Vanya. They say I should not have made you perform those disgusting acts with me.
I don't remember a thing.
Still, I am sorry, Winston. Can you ever forgive new and improved beautiful Helga?
Yes. Yes, I can. Wow. I never felt like this before.
Me either.
Are your toes tingling?
Do you feel lightheaded?
Do your nostrils feel like they're on fire?
Yes.
Me too.
You two are definitely in love.
Then marry me, Helga.
Of course, Winston. Of course I will.
That's so romantic.
Isn't it, though?
Sorry, Mr. Goodbody. Looks like you'll have to find a new replacement for me.
No one can replace you, Helga.
Thank you, sir. It's been an honor.
Anybody have any Kleenex?
Oh, one more thing before I leave, sir. May I? Helga always hated stupid thing.
Note taken. By the way, I got the transmitter working, so Bernard is on his way with the van. He can take you all back to the mainland. Why don't you all go upstairs and pack so you'll be ready when he gets here?
I just want to say it's been a very unusual but very exciting weekend.
I have to agree. Definitely wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah, I've never been beat down by a woman before, but I think I liked it.
I'm sure I'm going to miss Helga. I've never been alone like this before. What did I do to deserve this? Why am I the one to pay the cost? The Booyah Bonanza was my idea. How could this happen to me? I'm the boss. What is to become of this place now? I surely cannot run it on my own. I used to love this mansion, but that's when I used to know it as my home. I've never been alone like this before. I've never been alone like this before.
You are not alone, sir.
It's the twins.
You still have us because it's you we trust. Otherwise, we have no purpose. We'll cook and clean and become the perfect housemakers. We'll be the cats that go online to learn how to fix that circuit breaker.
You girls have no eyes. You just cannot see.
Yes, we can. The Booyah Bonanza is your legacy.
No, you're right. This is still a family. Thanks to you girls, you've uplifted my spirit because you actually see better than me. I guess I'm not alone after all.
I feel all for leaving you here all by yourself.
Don't feel sad for me. But Nord and the twins are still here. Plus Ruffles and Nana. And oh, not to mention the goats.
Those don't look like normal goats.
And why are they staring at us like that?
What do they want?
Carmen, what is going on here?
Seems they want to bid you all farewell.
Well, please, dumb back up. This is a little uncomfortable.
What's that crawling on the ceiling up there?
Oh, that's Florence, my dearly departed wife.
Muffles, stay back.
I will kill all of them.
My apologies. They are, how do you say, unkillable. Parting is such sweet sorrow.
Thanks for listening to our show. A big thanks to our voice talents. The role of Carmen Goodbody was played by Ojinga Sims. Helga was played by M.J. Hamilton. Lorraine played by Jessica Bryant. Vanya was played by Kim Sellers. Elton was played by Tahir Hubbard. The role of Victor Randall was played by Brian Diaz. Winston was played by Greg Wilson. The twins were played by, we're not sure where they came from. Your narrator, writer, and producer was E.J. Hamilton. Schizophonics is a Square Roots production, so be sure to go to our website at squareroots.com. Thanks again, and good night.